once was a man who hated socializing because he was shy and felt he had nothing to say. He confided his worries to a friend who said, "It's really simple. Just keep to the three F's and you can't go wrong." "What three F's?" the man asked. "Family, food, and philosophy. Stick to those subjects and you have nothing to worry about." The next time the man went to a party, he found himself seated at dinner next to a rather formidable lady. "Right, here goes," he said to himself. Turning to her, he asked, "So how's your brother?" "I don't have a brother," she replied. "Okay," he thought, "don't give up. Move on to the next topic, food. Do you like onion soup?" "I hate onion soup." But by now he was committed, so he went on to his third topic, philosophy. "If you were to have a brother, do you think he might enjoy onion soup?" Today's gospel talks to us about three different F's: fish, fire, and love. Fish. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." Peter is returning to his old life, but he catches nothing. The huge net full of fish they later took in must have recalled for him and the other disciples how Jesus had called them to leave their jobs as fishermen to go and fish for souls. This latest catch makes it clear that for Peter and the others, their time of discipleship has by no means come to an end. We are told that 153 fish were caught. This oddly precise figure, apparently, was the number of fish, kinds of fish, that the people in Palestine knew existed. So 153 served as a symbol that Jesus has saved everyone in the world. Fire. The charcoal fire burning by the side of the lake must have reminded Peter of the time a few days previously when he stood in the courtyard warming his hands and had denied Jesus three times. But this time, the fire comes not a place of betrayal, but where Peter is reconciled. Note that Jesus starts the process. He doesn't wait for Peter to make the first move. Jesus would have been perfectly justified in replacing Peter with someone more reliable. But Jesus does not demand flawlessness in any of his disciples, only that we're prepared to admit our limitations and try to become better, truer, and more faithful witnesses to the gospel. The third F is flock. "Feed my sheep," Jesus says three times. It is, I think, important to note that Jesus didn't say, "Why did you betray me?" three times. Having restored and renewed their bond, Jesus is eager to move on to what Peter will now do to express his love for the Lord. Where Jesus is involved, it always comes down to a question of love and the commitment and service that spring from that love. Why did Jesus ask Peter three times if he loved him? Perhaps it was to emphasize that our faith is not so much about learning lots of complicated and abstract dogmas, but about getting the essentials right. It's important for us to embrace the core truth and get the essentials right. And we learn this by being told it over and over again. And that's why we come here for a Eucharist and do pretty much the same thing week after week. If we pay attention, and sometimes even if we don't pay attention, the message eventually sinks in. God loves us. God has come to us in the person of Jesus. Jesus has lived and walked among us. He suffered and died to save us. His resurrection has brought us salvation. This is good news. This is very good news. And we who have learned this lesson are called to go and serve others, sharing with them what we have learned. So let us pray in this Easter season that we will take the gospel message to heart, and that in remembering what Jesus does for us, our lives will bear witness to the love that God has for each of us.